With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
79-69, double-digit win on the road in which Jeremiah Martin plays well again. If you're Memphis, you take that, right?
Yeah, I mean, they covered, you know, they covered the 8.5. They got the win. I mean, to me, that's as good as you can hope for, you know, for any team on the road in college basketball. I mean, you know how many teams go on the road, and hell, Cincinnati lost to this East Carolina team, as we pointed out. So, yeah, I mean, I think absolutely those are the games you just have to avoid losing. You don't want to lose those games because, you know, not that this city would check out or anything like that. I think we've proven that. But, you know, you want to keep the crowds at the games, and you want to keep people invested. And I think as long as you avoid doing, you know, taking L's like, you know, ones to East Carolina, you know, you'll do that. And so, yeah, I think that's like, again, they covered. They got the win. Jeremiah Martin looked good. You know, these are all positive things, you know, and maybe they can do it again on Sunday. You know, they do it again on Sunday. Against the UCF team that they absolutely destroyed here in Memphis, you know, then you're talking about maybe, just maybe, you can go 4-2 down the stretch, and that'll put you in a position to get the top four, to finish the top four and get a first-round bye in the conference tournament. And then, you know, much more manageable and much easier to see them potentially, you know, making a run. You know, they competed. They probably should have beaten Cincinnati. They were competitive against Tennessee at home, and those are the only two losses that they've taken. So, you know, if you can do it again on Sunday, then, you know, you're in the conversation for really being in position to, you know, win a conference championship or conference tournament championship and make an NCAA tournament. I don't think that's crazy if they win on Sunday.
Let me ask you this before we go further. I thought the game was Saturday. Every schedule I've looked at says Saturday. Are you sure it's Sunday?
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's what I mean. Saturday, yes. Yeah, sorry. Just say, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Saturday.
No wonder you can't make Valentine's Day
games,
reservations.
Yes. It's the 16th, so that's Saturday. Sorry about that.
Turns out you actually tried to make Valentine's Day reservations. You just made them for, like, February 15th.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to go with that.
Talking to John Martin here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeremiah Martin, like I said, another big game last night. He had 31 points, and he is now on the season averaging 17.1 points per game. That's not a career high, but he is, because he's taking fewer shots this year than he took last year. Not lately, but in the season in general. Past four games, though, he's averaging 27.5 points in 34 minutes per game while shooting 55% from the field, 56% from three-point range. He's scored at least 25 in three of Memphis's past four games. He's an interesting study, not really a study, but an interesting conversation piece, because he is not on one of the best or even 20 best Memphis basketball teams of all time. He never will be. But he is a local kid who came here to be a part of one thing, and it just got all twisted out of order. He came to play for Josh Pastner. Josh goes to Georgia Tech, ends up playing for Tubby Smith for 2 years. That's a disaster. Now he's playing for Penny Hardaway, as it's been well documented, third coach in his four-year career. That's not unprecedented, but it's not normal either. And yet, just like everybody else had a chance to transfer, and some local kids did, he stuck it out. And now he is, at least over the past couple of weeks, probably playing the best basketball of his career. I do think he's carving out his place in Memphis basketball history, even if he is likely, more likely than not, to finish his career without ever, you know, taking Memphis to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it is. It is a very interesting case. And, you know, you're trying to, like, rack your brain of guys who have had a similar career trajectory as Jeremiah, that have been here all 4 years, and they have not, you know, and obviously right now, up to this point, he has not made an NCAA tournament. They're not going to be an at-large team, barring some kind of crazy run down the stretch. So, yeah, I mean, it is kind of unprecedented, you know, this guy's career, the fact that he stayed at Memphis, right, through all that transition, all that change, the fact that, you know, he went from being a bit player as a freshman to,
you know, probably would have been player of the year last year if he doesn't get hurt. You know, was a first teamer this year and is likely going to finish as a first teamer again, given the run he's on, or he's in the conversation for player of the year. And the thing that I am happy about with Jeremiah, and maybe he doesn't make a tournament, right? Maybe he goes through his entire career at Memphis and he doesn't, you know, get that opportunity to feel what that is like. But what he does and what he has felt as a result of that final coaching change, he's really got a sense, and he's really got to experience true Memphis basketball, which is something that he had not been able to experience, you know, the first 3 years of his career here, because people weren't going to games. People didn't care about Memphis basketball the way they used to and do now. You know, so now at least he's playing in front of 17,000. Now, you know, he's taking pictures with people, you know, on campus. People are passionate once again about Memphis Tiger basketball, which is, you know, for him, that's a new concept. You know, he grows up and he's watching Cal and those teams go to the tournament and how they had the city on fire. He gets there and it's like it couldn't be more polar opposite, but at least now it is different. It is almost like those days again. And even if it doesn't result in a tournament appearance, he will at least be able to take with him forever the fact that he felt what Memphis basketball is and can be. And honestly, you know, he's a guy that's going to be taken care of for the rest of his life because he stayed, he didn't leave, and he's playing his ass off. And you know, people in Memphis will always appreciate him for that. So I am glad at least he gets to see that.
I am too, and I agree with most of that. One of the, I think, underappreciated aspects of the coaching change and the energy that is now surrounding the men's basketball program and the Memphis basketball fan base is that Jeremiah Martin gets to experience Memphis basketball the way he thought it would be when he agreed to become a Memphis basketball player, because he's been playing, especially last season, in a mostly empty building. That is not what he grew up watching when he grew up watching the great John Calipari teams. And so he might not ever get, from an NCAA tournament perspective, where it is that, you know, he wanted to go. But he is going to, you know, he has already been able to spend his last year, you know, in that program, you know, running out of a tunnel and seeing a mostly filled building and seeing a FedEx Forum that looks the way FedEx Forum is supposed to look. And so, at Memphis Madness, when we first recognized, oh my God, like this building hasn't looked like this in a long time for a Memphis basketball event, one of my first thoughts was Jeremiah Martin's going to get to run out of that tunnel and see something he's quite literally never seen before, but probably thought he would see regularly when he enrolled at the University of Memphis. So that's a cool thing. The only thing I would disagree with, and this is not even to really start an argument, it's a conversation for another day, but you hear that all the time, like, you know, he's a Memphis kid who stayed at Memphis and he'll be taken care of forever. Is that a real thing, or is that just something people say?
Well, no. I mean, even, you know, and I use this example all the time. But I mean, just take Will Coleman as an example. Like his story. You know, like it. You know, he basically said, "I don't want to, I don't want to play professional basketball anymore. Because I don't want to be away from my daughter." This is a guy who only was at Memphis for 2 years. He's not from Memphis. But once Calkins writes that story, right, about Will Coleman, you know, staying home and not continuing to play professionally, you know, Gibson's Donuts hires him, you know. And then after that, St. Jude hires him. And now he's got he's launched a fitness company in Memphis with the help of other Memphians. And, I mean, those are doors that are opened up by – him being a Memphis Tiger basketball player, you know, and people recognize, hey, that's Will Coleman. Like, I used to watch him play basketball. I really loved watching him dunk the ball. He was awesome, you know, or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I think there are doors that open up for you, you know, at Memphis in this business community because you're a former basketball player than it otherwise would. I definitely think that's true.
Undeniably, that is true, that there are doors that are available to you that wouldn't be available to other people. And if you are somebody who is as sharp and smart and personable as Will Coleman, you can take advantage of those situations. Will has been able to take advantage of those situations. But I swear, I think that says more about Will than it does about being a former Tiger basketball player. Because I would ask this. was Clyde Wade taken care of forever? Was Andre Allen taken care
Tunica
of forever?
Tunica took good care of him. Yes, they did. Tunica always takes good care of Clyde.
It just seems like there's a long list of former Memphis basketball players who are from Memphis who I don't think are quote unquote taken care of forever. Perhaps by their own doing,
right? Because you have to want to have the help.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably – I think if you are short, I think if you're built like Will Coleman, you can really take advantage of the things that being a Memphis basketball player and by extension a celebrity in the city of Memphis, you can really take advantage of those things. But if you're not wired like Will Coleman and you're not going to take advantage of those things, I guess my point would be it's just not – you're not going to be able to look up when you're 33 years old and say, hey, I'm a former Tiger basketball player. My life should be easy. You know, it just because it doesn't always seem to work that way.
I mean, and there is responsibility on the player, like, to take advantage. But I guess my larger point is Jeremiah is going to have doors opened up for him that wouldn't have existed otherwise. You know, so that's true.
Yeah, we can agree on that. I'm talking to John Martin here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Before I get you out of here, we had some little confusion about when the game's actually going to be played, but it is going to be played on Saturday down in Orlando.
Correct.
Obviously, it's a team that they beat their brains in just a few weeks ago, but that game happened in FedEx Forum. This one's going to happen down in Orlando. Do you give them a serious chance to maybe go down there and get a regular season sweep over the team that was projected to win the American in the preseason, over a team that Jerry Palm has as a 12 seed in the NCAA tournament right now?
I give them a chance just because their game plan against them in Memphis was really well executed. Like, it's going to be on UCF to adjust, and they did such a great job defensively on that team that, you know, I do think that is that it might just be one of those things where UCF is a good matchup for them and they're a bad matchup for UCF. Now, I don't think B.J. Taylor and Aubrey Dawkins are going to combine to go, you know, 4 of 18 or 4 of 19 again, but, I mean, just the way they took Taco Fall out of the game, you know, they attacked UCF. And UCF, frankly, their schedule is probably one of the toughest, at least at the end of the year, probably one of the toughest in the entire conference. And so they're going to be in the middle of that gauntlet. So I do think that they have a chance. They won't be favored. I mean, I suspect UCF will be like a 4, 4.5-point favorite, maybe 5. But I definitely think Memphis has a chance to go down there and win the game just because they were so dominant against them here in Memphis. So, I mean, is it really going to be a 30-point swing on the road? I mean, I don't know. I think I definitely would give them a chance for sure.
That game is going to be Saturday night. It's Memphis at UCF. You can watch it on ESPN2. That's ESPN2. Thank you, John Martin. I'll be looking forward to that audio file. Tell Sam I said hello.
Happy Valentine's Day, man.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'll see you. That's John Martin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.